It's time to plan our weekend. We've got Danielle from St. Joe Today joining us this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Johnny.
And we also have a special guest. Gary Sisson is joining us from the St. Joseph Jr. Foundation. Gary, good morning.
Thank you for having us on today.
Yeah, we'll chat with you about all the great things you guys are doing with the foundation here in just a moment. But Danielle, a lot of things happening this weekend that we should know about. Tell me, where shall we begin on great festivities happening this weekend?
Absolutely. So we actually have a really good event that's kicking off today. So it's the First Congregational Annual Rummage Sale, their annual spring rummage sale, rather.
Okay.
And that happens today from 9 to 5, and then again tomorrow on Friday from 9 to 4. Friday is their half price sale day, and it's actually all day long. And this is a church that's in St. Joseph along Niles Avenue, and proceeds are going to go to support local missions. So really excited for this annual spring rummage sale. I believe they have one in October as well.
I love rummage sale season. That's always a good time for sure. So definitely go check that out. Also, the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra is doing something pretty cool. This is the fundraising event. Is that right?
It is. It's a big fundraiser for them for the kickoff of the season. But SMSO is calling all parrot heads to join them this Saturday for the Tropical Paradise Party on Island Time. So again, that's Saturday, May 7th, starting at 5 p.m. Over at the Mendel Center Grant Upton Hall. Attendees are going to enjoy some live music, of course, dinner, live and silent auctions, a raffle, and a limbo contest. I would fail at that, Johnny. I don't know about you, but I would be absolute the worst.
You know, I used to be the Southwest Michigan Region limbo champion many years
ago.
I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. Back when
you should put that on your business card.
Yeah. When I was more flexible back when I was a kid, for sure, I would do very well at limbo. Now, are they gonna bring sand into the Mendel Center for this? Because
that is a very good question. I would head up to smso.org to figure out all the details and how to purchase tickets or to donate just to the great organization that they have anyway. They've got a really great beach season coming up that they're going to host some concerts again at the Shadowland Pavilion on Silver Beach County Park. And it's just a great fundraiser to support.
Yeah, because I remember it was a couple of years ago they did an outdoor concert and they over at the Mendel Center parking lot. And they carted in sand, so
that was for the Beach Boys one. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know. Maybe it would be very fitting. So
they know where to get it, so why not? That would be great.
They do.
Also, what's going on with the American Red Cross regional organization? What do they got going on?
Absolutely. So the American Red Cross of the Michigan region is joining this nationwide campaign the month of May to remind everyone to sound the alarm and save a life. So they are rallying to install 50,000 free smoke alarms nationwide, and they're also fundraising to help families prepare for, respond to, and recover from home fires. So each month they're encouraging you to test your smoke alarms, replace the batteries if needed, and just reminding everybody that you need to replace alarms that are over 10 years old. So you can check out the American Red Cross Michigan Region Facebook page for more information about this program and just general information. It's a great organization to be a part of. You can also sign up for a free smoke alarm if you need one. So they're encouraging, not only you to check out your own alarms, but to, ask friends and families to do the same.
Fantastic. Definitely a good idea to do that. This whole week has been Teacher Appreciation Week. What do they have going on over at Lazy Ballerina Winery to appreciate those wonderful teachers?
Most definitely. So Lazy Ballerina is hosting Teacher Appreciation Week through May 6th. All education professionals are invited to stop by either tasting room, so in St. Joe or Bridgman, for one free wine tasting. So every Friday, they also want to remind people that educational professionals receive 10% off their entire purchase. So regardless if it is Teacher Appreciation Week, they do that every week.
Very awesome. That's great. Yeah. Raise a glass to all the amazing teachers for sure. And also, we mentioned earlier about carting in a bunch of sand for a concert. You guys won't have to do that because people can just walk a short distance to the actual beach when they come to the Compass Music Fest here in just a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we are about 3 weeks away, which is crazy to say. I remember talking to you about this in January, being like, yeah, we got time.
Yeah.
and have some bands in the spring. Yeah, so we are excited. It is finally here, Johnny. So Saturday, May 21st, you can join us for the Compass Music Fest. It's going to be held from 12 to 8 in Whirlpool Centennial Park and features live music, local food, craft beer, and regional wine. So quick rundown of some of our bands. We're actually kicking off the event with the Backups and the Get Down. They're a local St. Joe band. They're going to be followed by the Grand Rapids. I've been having a really hard time saying Grand Rapids this morning. Grand Rapids-based band Jack Joffers and the Best Intentions. Then we've got indie pop singer-songwriter Mary Lambert, and then alternative folk band The Morningsiders. They're based out of New York. And then wrapping things up is Canadian singer-songwriter J.P. Sack. So he is our headliner for this year's event. We are so excited to have this great lineup. And honestly, Johnny, just to have live music in such a big capacity happen again. Mm-hmm. So we are pumped for the Compass Music Fest. But we're also going to be welcoming some returning and new faces for our food vendors this year. We've got Forte Coffee, Nola Rue, Silver Beach Pizza, Twisted Dog, and Water and Wheat. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. Just a reminder that cash and credits are accepted for the food vendors. Just vendors, you know, differs per vendor.
Sure,
and then
sure.
ATMs are located within walking distance of the event. But tickets are on sale now. They're a little bit cheaper if you buy them in advance. They're $30 in advance and $35 day of. Kids 10 and under are free. And then you can head on over to stjoetoday.com/compassmusicfest for more details. Check out the bands. The food vendors are listed there, and we'll be having an FAQ sheet up shortly.
That's awesome. And then just a couple key events that are happening throughout the spring and summer. You guys are keeping yourselves busy and telling us about all these great things all the time. But a few that we need to mark on our calendars that are coming up here throughout the spring and summer.
Absolutely. So we've got Antiques on the Bluff. We just actually finished our May one. So the first one is done and over, but we're so excited for this to return. That is happening in Lake Bluff Park the first Sunday of the month, now through October. We've got the Memorial Day Parade coming up on Friday, May 27th. Lake Bluff Artisan Fair, there's four select Saturdays, June through September. They actually align with our Love Local weekends, which is the third weekend, or some of them do, I'm sorry. Love Local is the third weekend of the month, June through September. And then we've got our St. Joe Farmers Market, which kicks off every Saturday starting May 28th and runs through October 8th.
Fantastic. So where can we find all the info we need to know about these events and everything that's going on so we can plan our weekend here in Michigan's Great Southwest?
Definitely. You can always visit us online at stjoetoday.com. Follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Wonderful. That's why they call it the Wow Factor, because you look at the website and see all the great things you can do and go, wow, this is awesome. And this is another thing that is awesome. Gary Sisson is joining us from the St. Joseph Junior Foundation. Gary, as it's starting to warm up, that means you guys are getting ready for another season of sailing school here right on the lake. It is a really cool organization. You guys have been doing this for many years. Give me a little background on what you guys are all about and what we have to look forward to.
Indeed. And I must say that, wow, I've learned so much about what's going on right in our community and really have enjoyed hearing about that, to be sure. Interesting enough, the St. Joseph Junior Foundation as an organization was actually founded in 1953. So we're looking at our 70th year of operation of teaching folks here in the area about the sport of sailing, which I've been personally involved in since the actually inception of the sailing school.
Wow.
As a student, as an instructor, a director, and a board member ever since then. So it's been a fun a trip, to be sure. Yeah, this summer we were really quite excited because we've made some major improvements to our actual facility, which will make the running of the school much, much more efficient with a nice outdoor classroom that's being constructed and should be finished very shortly, as well as we're replacing a dock, mm-hmm. which has been prone over the years of being way above the water and below the water,
right,
which has been a problem. So we've invested in replacing that with floating docks, which will be a big improvement for getting the boats launched in the morning as things get going. We have classes offered through June through August for youth, which is ages 8 mm-hmm. through 18.
Okay.
And those are 1 and 3 week sessions, and also some racing classes too. And another very, very popular thing for us is that we have a dog class, which is a co-ed class, and that meets Tuesday evenings. And that has been very, very popular, and it's headed up by one of our board members. And then also on Thursday evenings, we have a women's only class, and that again is headed up by one of our board members who's been our director in the past and is very, very experienced, to be sure. We have a nice fleet. We've made a mm-hmm. great deal of effort over the years of maintaining our fleet. And a beginning boat that the kids get involved with, not the adults, but the kids, is called an Opti. And an Opti is a little pram, just a tiny little sailboat. That the beginners just love because they go out on the river and lake
right.
All by themselves in those little boats. And then they graduate from there up to a larger sailboat called a 420, which adds on a jib as well as the mainsail. And
that's awesome.
That is a boat, too, that not only is a learning boat, but periodically, usually on Fridays, we take a lot of kids to regattas, and we participate in these regattas against other sailing schools in the area as well. Another boat that we use is called a Laser, and that's a little bit more high-performance boat that's for a single mm-hmm. sailor. And that also is used in these regattas, too.
That's awesome.
And then we also have a keelboat called a J24, which a lot of the kids enjoy a great deal because it's a little more advanced. And they also race that boat on our Wednesday night yacht club races, too. So those are kind of the way the fleet goes.
That's great. So this is something that I actually had a chance to go and see your guys' facilities and see the construction of some of the new things that you guys have going on. So I'm very excited for that to be ready to go for all the wonderful students. Gary, if we want to find information and get signed up for some of these classes that you mentioned and just learn more about the enrichment of sailing and especially doing it right here in Southwest Michigan, it's absolutely a wonderful thing to enjoy for every individual and the whole family as well. Where can we find more information about this and kind of start the process?
Yeah, we have a wonderful website, and it's sjjf.org. And on that website is some additional information about the classes mm-hmm. And how to register. There's a registration page. And many of these classes, Johnny, have already filled up.
Okay.
So I would encourage people to, if they're interested at all in having their children in the classes mm-hmm. or themselves, to get on that website ASAP.
Right.
To be sure. There also is a web, a email address,
okay.
And that's info@sjjf.org.
Okay.
that they can communicate with folks with, too.
Wonderful.
Another important thing is that many people don't know where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit tricky to find. The actual address is 7 Lighthouse Lane, St. Joe, which is located right next door to the St. Joseph Yacht Club.
Yep.
We really don't have any affiliation with the Yacht Club other than we cooperate in, you know, many ways. But we're an independent organization.
Wonderful.
From the Yacht Club.
Yeah, real easy to find. Yeah, once you know where all that stuff, all those places are and those landmarks, it's real easy to find. And a really great organization that you guys have been doing and enriching the lives of people in Southwest Michigan through sailing. So this is a great thing. SJJF.org to learn more. But Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about it.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
And as always, Danielle, thank you so much for helping us plan our weekend.
Thanks, Jenny.